Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in. Hey ladies, welcome back for another episode. I am getting some steps in here while I record this. I'm walking so slow, literally 1 mile an hour, because I guess that's all my brain can compute. And I don't want to sound terribly out of breath by trying to walk 3 miles an hour while I talk to you. But today, what we're going to be talking about is going to be applicable to everybody, but I think it's going to be most applicable to moms, because I am a mom. And so sometimes I think we want to hear things from that side of the story, because it's really easy to often hear about people's wellness routines and other women's wellness routines. And they're like, this is what I do in the morning for a successful day. And this is how I prep my food. And it's just, it's not realistic. And it's that level of exactness is not really possible when you have kids. And that doesn't mean that you can't have a health journey. It doesn't mean that you can't feel better. Absolutely not. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that oftentimes you'll see somebody's morning routine on Instagram, or you'll see their food for the day, or you'll see like their stress management, or you'll see all of these things that they do. And you just go, literally, physically, I couldn't do that. And so then it's really easy to say, oh, well, then that's not for me. Healing is not for me. Health is not for me. It's just not for me because I can't do that. But it is for you. You can do this. It's really just making adapting to fit a different life. And I want to kind of share with you my take on this and how I make time for wellness, and how I also make time for wellness, for an example, for my kids, and how I do that while also running a business. And I really want to pull back the curtain. I want to pull back the curtain here and give you a glimpse into what my life looks like day to day, and how I navigate it all. And the reason why I want to do this is because it's really easy, I think, to put people on a pedestal and to just think like they're some otherworldly creature and we could never be like that. Whether it's because they have a certain amount of Instagram followers, whether they have a different type of job than you. Maybe you just think they're just out of touch with like who you are. And I want you to take me off the pedestal. And I hope you never put me on one, because I've done that with so many people that I know in the health industry. And then I meet them in real life and I'm like, oh, you're a human. You're normal. You're just like me. And that it makes it just so much easier for me to talk to them and have a community with them. Because, you know, one of the best ways to see success in whatever you're doing is to surround yourself with community and surround yourself with women who are doing the exact same thing, you know, who are also striving to reach XYZ goals. They're also striving to know and learn more about their health. You know, that's how we're going to see success. That's how we're going to grow. And I never want you to put me on a pedestal, and I hope that you don't put me on a pedestal. And so this is kind of going to be a little bit of an opening of like what it looks like and what it looks like to ask for help and kind of how everybody does things differently depending on what, how many kids you have, what your lifestyle looks like, what your work schedule looks like, etc. Okay. So, one thing that always has prompted me to want to make this episode, and I'm finally getting around to doing it, is when I see these morning Instagram reels where people are like, these are a day in my life. This is my morning. And they get up and they, you know, ate their breakfast and it's peaceful and quiet and they're outside in a place that obviously must not have snow because they'll be outside and just enjoying the sun and eating their breakfast. And then they come in and they do their journaling and they do their red light or they do whatever and they do their cold plunge and then they do all these other things and then they get started with their day of whatever their work schedule is. And they constantly tell you like, oh, you should never be staying up to a certain amount of time. Like just wake up earlier, just wake up earlier, go to bed earlier and just wake up earlier to get your stuff done. And I just chuckle a little bit because sometimes I do have to stay up later to get things done because I know my kids are in bed and I know they're sleeping, but I have no guarantee that they'll stay sleeping in the morning. So unless I'm planning on getting up at 3 a.m., which I'm not, by the way, I don't have like a guaranteed 3 hours of getting things done in the morning. And so sometimes for me, it's not going to bed earlier and getting up earlier because I could do that. And Killian, my youngest, will just be like, Mom's up early. I got to get up early too. So that doesn't mean that I just don't do anything in those situations for my health. I just adapt. My morning routine looks different. It looks different than somebody without kids, and that's okay. And it looks different than somebody who has kids that are older than mine. And so every season of my life looks different. And there's some seasons that are very overwhelming. And one of those seasons was when Killian was a lot younger and he was waking up every 45 minutes. It was horrific. And really, really hard and really, really tiring. Like I was so tired that I fell down our steps because I don't know, I guess I wasn't watching where my feet were. I was not carrying my baby, thank heavens. But I literally just fell down my steps. That's like how like in a groggy state I was. And it's really easy in that time for me to be like, I am never going to sleep again. Never going to sleep. And I'm always going to be very tired and I'm never going to be able to get anything done. And I had to realize that that was a season. Didn't last forever. It was hard. It was a season. And every new phase of motherhood and every new phase of business and every new phase of life, as I transition to that, it can seem so overwhelming. And it can seem like, I'm never going to figure this out. And it can be really easy to be like, I'm a bad friend. I'm a bad wife. I'm a bad mom. I'm a bad business owner. I'm a bad whatever. Instead, we need to reframe that of like, this is a transition and I am learning and I'm adapting and I am going to figure this out. I'm going to figure this out. I know that you're always on the lookout for something that's going to help support your immune system during cold and flu season. And I have a secret for you. So our family utilizes Armour Colostrum as an immune support. We've been using this since
Killian was just a couple months old, so about 16 months to be exact. And it is an incredible support for our immune system. I also utilize it for gut support. So thank you to Armra for sponsoring this portion of today's episode. And I want to share with you a little story that I have that really shows how much Armra colostrum can help your immune system. So I have one of my clients on this specifically to actually support her gut. And she messaged me the other day and she goes, is there any way that this is massively helping my immune system as well? Because my entire family is getting sick and I'm just over here living my best life, not getting sick. And she typically usually gets every sickness that remotely rolls through that door. And she said, I'm the only one that's been taking Armra colostrum. It's like, yes, Armra colostrum 100% also supports your immune system, because it strengthens all four layers of your gut wall where 80% of your immune cells are housed. So when your immune barriers of your gut are compromised, you are left vulnerable. So we were bringing this in for specifically gut support, optimize her microbiome, fortifying gut wall architecture, but we were also replenishing her army of immune cells. So Armra's premium grass-fed bovine colostrum concentrate activates cellular health for your resilience and recovery. Third-party research trials with Armra colostrum show its immune protective qualities begin working in under 2 hours. That's crazy. In clinical trials, bovine colostrum was found to be at least 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine at preventing the flu. That's crazy. So we've worked out a special offer for my audience. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/Leah or enter Leah to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/Leah, LEAH.
So let me kind of share with you what a typical morning routine looks like, and some of the things that I have found to be really helpful, and some of the things that I'm still really working on, and a lot of the ways that I've really asked for help. Because asking for help is really hard for me. Extremely hard. I don't know why it is, but like asking for help for some reason makes me feel, let me rephrase that, old Leah feels this way. New Leah is working on a different feeling with asking for help. But old Leah definitely really was like, asking for help makes you weak, means you can't do it. And nobody can do things the way you can do them. So you have to do everything yourself. Oh, well, old Leah, you had so much to learn. You had so much to learn. Because you know what? People may do things differently than me. And that's okay. And guess what? Maybe they're even better at it than I was. So new Leah realizes that asking for help does not make her weak. Instead, actually makes you very strong. Because you know what you are best at, and you stay in that zone, and you can delegate other things, can ask for help in other areas. So my morning right now, I try and wake up around 6. In an ideal world, to have more time, I would love to get up at 5:30. But I can't make it to bed early enough in order to get enough sleep to feasibly wake up at 5:30. So that doesn't happen. And I still press snooze on my alarm clock sometimes. I 100% do that. And I get up and my morning routine can go one of two ways. It can be 10 minutes or it can be an hour. Kind of depends on when Killian wakes up. So I get up at about 6 and I have my binder that I take at this time, and it needs to be taken away from food. So I always take that first thing when I get up. It's sitting on my dresser. And I will do some red light, red light therapy. And so literally it's bed. I do bed, coconut oil. I do coconut oil pulling, put it in my mouth, lay down, do red light therapy. And I listen to the mass readings. I have an app and I'll listen to the mass readings of the day. And then while I'm still doing red light, I will then I start doing some reading, typically something to do with health. Like I'm some book that's like furthering my knowledge in health. And it doesn't have to be long. Like I said, this can be 10 minutes. I've done it in 10 minutes. And by that, I mean, I listen to the readings. I literally do 3 minutes of reading, which is probably 3 pages because I do actually read fast, which is nice. And then I do a little bit of personal development reading. Again, sometimes that's 1 page. Sometimes it is 1 page. And then I do some journaling. I have like a structure to my journal session. And then I get up, spit the coconut oil out, brush my teeth. And sometimes that's all I've got. Because Killian's like, "Mom," and I have to go get him. So that is 10 minutes and that's it. I started my day off a little positively and we're good to go. And then there's days when I get a lot more time with that. And so I'll actually do my red light for longer. I'll spend more time in my reading. I'll spend more time with the journaling. And then I will do, I'll do my pelvic floor, my breath work, that I do. And I'll even do some vagus nerve stimulation, like a long regulating exercise versus like trying to get it done in 45 seconds. I'll even do a little bit of vitamin D lamp and go downstairs, make my breakfast, eat my breakfast. I actually do fun reading while I eat my breakfast. And then I'll make my mushroom coffee. Now that's my ideal. Like I love that routine. That's my favorite. But it doesn't happen as often as I would like it to happen because my kids don't sleep in as much as I would like them to sleep in. And I'm not waking up before 6. So I just go, okay. On the days they wake up earlier, it's 10 minutes and I have that time and it's great. And that's it. And that's all it's going to be. And that's okay. That's my season right now. Maybe one day I'll have a season where every morning is my hour and a half long morning routine. That'd be great. But that's not my season right now. So I do what I can with what I can, and I'm okay with that. Because it would be really easy. Old me definitely would be like, 10 minutes is so not anything, Leah. Why bother? Why bother? But you know what? That 10 minutes of red light and that journaling and that spending some time with the mass readings and getting my mind right helps me have a better day. And so 10 minutes is way better than nothing. So that has been a massive shift for me. I will even do that with my workouts. Like, I love weightlifting. I love weightlifting. And there's times when I just don't get my weightlifting done during nap time or when the kids are able to be watched, like my husband's home, and it's not warm enough for them to be out in the garage with me. And I have to bring in like a 10-pound dumbbell and pull out my yoga mat and do much different workout inside. And sometimes it's a lot shorter too. And that definitely 100% used to be me. Like, well, if I can't do my whole workout, then I'm not going to do anything. It's not worth it. But it is. I still moved my body. It was great for my mental health. I might have not been dripping in sweat, but that's okay. I still got movement in. I still did something. Same thing, like right now, while I am talking to you guys and I'm walking, I'm literally walking 1 mile an hour and we're going to finish this and I'm going to have walked maybe a half a mile. That's it. But I could have been sitting down doing this, but I'm trying to spend less time sitting and more time standing. So half a mile it is. So those little things make a big difference of doesn't have to be all or nothing. And asking for help is really so helpful for your mental health in the long run because you aren't carrying the load yourself.
Magnesium is a supplement that you literally couldn't pry out of my cold, dark, dead hands ever. As a functional practitioner specializing in women's hormonal imbalance, this is literally my ride or die supplement. And I have been using Ned's Mellow Magnesium for the past 5 months, I think now. And it's been incredible the difference that I've noticed in my sleep. Because I felt like that was one of the best ways to objectively, you know, compare it to other types of magnesium because I could get really hard data on it. So thank you to Ned for sponsoring this portion of today's episode. Let me break down their magnesium for you, okay? So it is a powerful blend of three different bioavailable nutrient dense forms of magnesium, two of the most stress busting aminos, GABA and L-theanine, and over 70 trace minerals. So we can always take a supplement and go, okay, I think I feel better, but I'm not sure. So I was going to put Ned to the test. I tracked my sleep score and I was specifically looking at REM and deep sleep. And my numbers improved in both of those when I was consistently taking their magnesium before bed. Which, if you track your sleep at all and you see something that significantly increases your deep sleep and your REM consistently, not just like one or two times, but consistently, you hold on to that with both hands. Because the better you're resting, the better you're sleeping, the better you're recovering, the more energy you have throughout the day, the better you feel, the better your body heals, the better you're detoxing. Like, sleep is so important. And so finding something that helped bring that to the next level was really massive. They have three different flavors and then they have a stripped down naked flavor. So technically four. My favorite is the lemon, but there's also lavender berry, pomegranate, and then the naked, which is the stripped down flavor. And of course they have complete transparency. They have their third-party lab results, which you can go ahead and look at on their website. Become the best version of yourself and get 15% off Ned products with code Leah. Go to helloned.com/Leah or enter code Leah at checkout. That's helloned.com/LEAH to get 15% off.
I saw this ad the other day. And I don't even know who Jenny Craig is. Well, I mean, I do now, but I didn't know who she was when I saw this ad. And what she said, though, really kind of stuck out to me. And it was, moms have to take care of their kids all of the time. So who's taking care of the moms? They're like, Jenny Craig's going to take care of the moms because I think she has like a meal prep service or something like that. And I was like, you know what? That is so true. That is so true. Because I hear that so often from our ladies in the hormone reset program, where like just the other day, one of our moms has multiple kids that are teenagers. And she's like, I tell my girls this a lot. She goes, a lot of the things that, you know, you're sharing here, it's like things that I've heard throughout my life, you know, things I share with my kids, but it's all in one place. And she's like, it's for me. Like you're helping me to see this in myself because I'm constantly trying to help other people do things, pour into all these other people's cups, and you're pouring into mine and helping me. Because it's easy. You know, you hear about something, you want to try something, you have XYZ symptoms. Like, where do I look? Where do I turn? Every Facebook group says something different. Every influencer says something different. Even practitioners say things different. Functional doctors say things different. You're like, what on earth? What on earth? Where do I even start? It's so confusing. I'm not going to do anything. But then you don't feel any better because you didn't do anything. And so that's where finding someone that aligns with you and going to them for help and joining that community is so important. I have a couple friends who I'm really, really grateful for. Unfortunately, none of them live in the state, but I can just text them and be like, I am really struggling with whatever. And they can be an ear for me, or they can be a support system for me. Because when you're going by yourself, it's hard. It's lonely and it's frustrating. And sometimes you need somebody to be an ear, but then sometimes you also need somebody to be like, no, 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 no. We need to reframe this. We are not going to spiral here, because our words are so powerful. And what we're saying out loud is so powerful that we don't want to speak those words out loud. We don't want to be like, I'm a bad mom. I'm never going to get healthy because I can't figure this out. We don't want to speak those out loud. No, 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 no. You are figuring out this next stage of motherhood. And it can be hard, but you're going to figure it out because you figured out every other one before this. And all of these health struggles are going to be your story one day, maybe on how you're going to help your kids so your kids aren't going to go through that. All of that is really important. So I hope that you have a buddy. Hope you have somebody that you can reach out to. If not, find someone. And sometimes that does mean you have to be a little vulnerable. And we have a lot of women in the Hormone Reset program who have found buddies, and they'll still chat with each other. And that's important. I think it's really important. That's why community is really important for me in the Hormone Reset program, because I remember when I was diagnosed with fibroadenomas, just feeling like I am an anomaly. I didn't even know what fibroadenomas were. I had to Google them. And health issues can seem so overwhelming. So it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask for help. And like I said earlier, find somebody that aligns with you. And then just go all in. Go all in. Jump in with both feet and implement the things. Trust the process. And going with someone that aligns with you is really important, because I will have so many people that are like, well, I was listening to your podcast and I looked for a functional health practitioner in my area and just assumed, since they were in the same field as you, it was going to be like working with you, but it was not what I expected at all. And they were really disappointed. And I'm really sorry that they had that experience. But that's why it's important to work with someone that aligns with you. So if you align with how I teach, then come join our program. Come join Hormone Reset. But if you go, I cannot stand how Leah teaches, please don't join my program, because I'll drive you crazy. Go find someone that you align with. No matter who that is, find somebody you align with. Find a community. Okay? You have to ask. You have to be able to ask for help. Because trying to figure it out by yourself just leaves you running in circles. And I feel this a lot in business. Every time we are like trying something different in the business world, in terms of like, someone else is going to edit the podcast, or let's try out and see what Pinterest is doing, or let's try a different strategy in the Facebook world, like whatever we're doing. It's such a massive learning curve. And I used to think that I had to have all the fingers in all of the pies myself. But do you know where my superpower is? And where I shine? It's in coaching. It's doing the labs, putting the puzzle pieces together, and coaching. And that, and doing coaching calls. Like, I love them. I get so much energy from them. I just able to pour into so many women. I love it. Doing the email side of things in terms of like trying to get the technical part set up and make the slides look pretty and make sure the back end automation is working. I hate it. It drains the life out of me. And it takes me probably 10 times longer than somebody who's really good at that. So instead of trying to put my fingers in all the pies, I have somebody else do that. And I just stay in my lane, in my superpower, and give them permission to step into their superpower of doing that. And that, after I truly release that, really helps so much in terms of my stress. Same thing when my husband offers to pick up the groceries and I send him the grocery list. And sometimes they may not necessarily have what I wanted on the list. And so he makes a substitution. And it may not necessarily be the substitution I would have made. But you know what? He went out and he did the groceries and I didn't have to do it. And that saved me stress. And I am thankful and I asked for help. The other day, we were in a very busy season, busier than normal. My kids were doing their infant swim rescue refresher course, which is every day for like 10 minutes a day for 3 weeks. And there was a day where things just got so busy and I texted my husband. And I said, we need to pick up dinner on the way home because I can't fathom being able to cook dinner today. And he was like, okay, what do you want to get? But they can't read our minds. So we have to ask for help. And it's okay to ask for help. And every season is going to be a little bit different. I don't wear all natural clothing fibers. I actually wear polyester leggings most of the time. And that probably will get me canceled by the crunchy community. But you know what? That's the season I'm in right now. And that's part of my 20% of whatever. I get my hair dyed. And I only get my hair dyed like once a year. So not really super worried about it. Well, I get it highlighted. I don't know. That's different than like getting it dyed, but because if we try and do everything perfectly, I'm going to lose my mind. So what are the things that are priorities for me? That's our nutrition. That's endocrine disruptors in our everyday life. That's toxins in our everyday life. So I don't use toxic hair products because that's what I'm putting on my scalp every single day. But like dyeing my hair, highlighting my hair, I don't really care if I'm being honest. I go and get my nails done at the salon sometimes and they use utterly horrible nail polish and it does give me a headache kind of, but I do it so very rarely. I enjoy the bonding and friendship of typically whoever I'm going with. And I don't really care about the toxic part of it. Just let it go. Not my season, not my time, not my life. Okay. And yours may be different. So I think when it comes to like your health journey, you have to make a list. You have to write down what is your priority. What's your priority of things that you need to be non-toxic in your life. Things that you need for your health. And it needs to go in that order of that priority. Because have you seen the meme where it's like a mom standing in front of like an arrow with her kids behind her? And they're like, I would die to protect my kids. But would you live for them? And I know that sounds, I don't know what that sounds like actually to you, but you need to prioritize your health and you need to prioritize that so that you can be present, energetic, and there for your kids. Because if you're moody and you're cranky and you're tired and you have no energy and you're frustrated with yourself all the time, we can't show up for them. We can't. What energy are we pulling from? We don't have anything left to give. And so when we make that list or priority, like our kids are always there as a priority. But in order for our kids to be our priority, our health needs to be our priority. And with that, maybe it means making some changes in priorities of what we do day to day. Whether that means like coffee gives you anxiety, and so you're going to switch your coffee for matcha. Or maybe you're going to make some more of your kids' snacks from scratch so that you know the ingredients that are going into them. And then that saves money in your grocery budget that you then can allocate to different groceries maybe. All of the priorities, they're going to look different for every single family. And that's okay. And it should be that way. But you have to make your list of your priorities. Because when I see that morning reel of someone having like a 5-hour morning routine, I'm like, that's beautiful and that's great, but that's not my season and that's not my priority. So my morning routine is 10 minutes sometimes, a lot of times. And that's okay. That's really okay. It really just depends, like, what's your priority with your health and your family and your energy? And then when we have those priorities, we make all of our decisions weighted against those priorities. And ask for help, whether that's a friend, whether that's getting a mentor, whether that's getting a coach, whether that's asking your husband, your mom. I don't know. I don't know what you need. I don't know what's going on with your health journey, but ask for help. It's easy to get bogged down in everything. It's easy to get lost in our spiral of everything that's going on. And I know that the fastest way to reach whatever goal I want is to go find somebody who's done it before me and ask them how they did it. Go to them, be like, hey, I want you to coach me, or I want to join your program, or I want to do whatever. Because if I want to figure it out by myself, probably can. Pretty resourceful. And so are you. That might take me like 5 more years. And I don't really know if I have 5 more years. And I'd probably spend more money in the long term trying to do that. So wherever you need to ask for help or wherever you need to reallocate your priorities, I want you to do it. So if you made it this far, I want you to send me an Instagram message, Leah_BRUEG. I just want you to send me that emoji with the muscle arm. That's all you have to send me. I'll probably send you back a heart. We can have our own secret code going. Because that's going to show me, and it's just you putting it out there, that you are going to assess your priorities and you're going to make the changes based on those priorities. Okay, so I'm going to tell you one that I had to make based on my priorities. So I want peace, calm. I want peace and calm. I want to like radiate that to people. I want to radiate peace and be a calming presence in their life. But man, was I overscheduling myself. How can I be peaceful when I'm like running around like a chicken with its head cut off? And so what I was wanting and what I was doing were two opposite things. And so what I had to do is go, okay, where can we rearrange the schedule? Can we stop making appointments back to back? Can we have slower mornings? And I can in this season of life because my kids aren't in school. So I can have a slower morning when they're up. I can do that, especially if I don't schedule things at 8 a.m. in the morning. And so that was something where I had to go, okay, this is my priority, but I'm not doing anything to support this priority. So let's make some changes. And that's what I challenge you to do. What are your priorities in your season of life? What are they? Where should you focus your time? Where should you change some things to align with your priorities? And where do you need to ask for help? Because asking for help does not make you weak. It actually makes you strong. So I leave you with that. Please send me the arm flexing emoji because I am here cheering you on.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.